Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lunishmas Aramback of Shom Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara is in the middle of the Sugyo of Kimlei B'Dirabba Mini. We started in the previous Daf to learn that when you have two punishments, a person has Misa and Tashlumim, death and a penalty of money, you get punished only for one. And the Gemara brought a Machlekes, Rabbanan and Rechir Ben Akano. Does this apply only to Misa B'Dei Beis Din, or even Misa B'Dei Shamayim, and maybe even then only Karis? And the Gemara in our Daf comes to say, when is there a situation where even according to Rechir Ben Akano, there will be one Chai of both punishments? The Gemara says, if the punishment of Mammon came before the punishment of Misa, so then what will be Chai of both? This leads to a fascinating question. That at first, if you would hear this question, you would think, it's a Chassidish and nice vart. But this question is brought by G'dayilei HaMefarshim. In the Sefer Pashas Drachim, which was written by the Mishnah LeMelech, Drushim, he brings this question in two different places, one in Drush Hei, one in Drush Chavav. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Ramosha Fried from São Paulo, who showed me some of the requirements of this year. And there, the Pashas Drachim brings the question. The Mitzrim, the Egyptians, were punished twice. They died. We know all the Mitzrim were died through the Makkos or through Yamsuf. And they also had to pay money, because we took money from them both in Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim, and also in Yamsuf. So I asked the Pashas Drachim, how can the Mitzrim be punished too? We have the rule of Kim Lebed Rava Minei. One doesn't get two punishments, one gets only one, only the more chomertic punishment. So why are the Mitzrim are double punished? They have also Misa and also Mammon. That's a question of the Pashas Drachim. The Pashas Drachim himself brings two answers. And the end of Drush Hei answers that that's only when the punishment is coming with the Odom, by Beis Din. Then you say Kim Lidu Avramineh. But if it's coming with Shemaim, you don't say Kim Lidu Avramineh. That obviously doesn't work according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akana. That works only according to Rabbanan. So in Drush Chavav, the Pashas Drachim is not actually speaking about the Mitzri, speaking in general. All the goyim that need to pay double, one Miso and one for Mammon, he asked the question, why do they pay according to Rechir Ben Akana, even though they're punished with the Shemaim, we have a klal, that you get only one punishment, not two. So there he answers, based on Taisis that we have by us, the Flama that we base, that there's different by Kodesh. By Kodesh, one could get Misa and Tashlumim. He could have two punishments. And he says, Am Yisrael is called Kodesh. Kodesh Lashim Reishis Tfuasai. They're called the Kodesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why anybody who punishes, anybody who causes Am Yisrael any type of suffering, he may get two punishments. These are the answers of the Pashas Drachim. The Shlo, in two places in the Sefer, he brings this question. And he, when he speaks about when the Mitzrim came back to Am Yisrael and said, we want our money back. The Gemara brings, they came back, they say, we want our money back. So it says the Shlo over there that what was the difference between the Mitzrim and Am Yisrael? Why the Mitzrim are wrong? Says the Shlo, the reason the Mitzrim are wrong is because we believe that every single thing a person has, any single thing a person owns, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to him. We believe that every second, the fact that we have life in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumping life and giving life to us. The fact that a person is alive, the fact that a person owns money, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to him every single second. It's not just here in the world. It's being given to by Hashem every moment. So you may say, the question doesn't begin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the money from the Mitzrim and gives it to Am Yisrael, that's not taking money from the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim had it last moment. This moment, it was taken away from them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give it to them the next moment. Money is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person that moment. That moment wasn't by them. He's not punishing them with Mammon. Punishing a Mammon belongs to, you could talk about it, and the way we see the world. The way we see the world, we're taking money from one person and giving it to another person. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes money, that's not taking it away. He just stops giving it to them. So that's why they were wrong. That's how the Shlo answers the question. That's not two punishments. It's only one punishment of Misa. Mammon by HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking it away is not considered to be a punishment. Finally, the third answer belongs to our Daf. That's an answer brought down in Sefer Lechem Osher, which is written by Rav Osher Anshel Miller. And there he brings the question of Pashas Drachim, and he says a very nice answer. He says, if you look at our Gemara, the Flamadav, what does the Gemara say? Even according to Rechir Ben Akana, you could have two punishments. When a person steals the chalev of chaveiroi, and then he eats it. So he's chayav on the stealing, is chayav mamen. And then on eating the chalev, is chayav misa. It's not coming in one shot, it's coming in two different stages. Says Lechem Asher, that's what happened with the Mitzrim. The midstream, it says that they did kal v'chomer, meaning they started by influencing Am Yisrael to come work for them, by saying to them, come work, you'll get money for it. They started very nicely, very smoothly. Eventually, they started being mishabed Am Yisrael and started killing Am Yisrael and torturing Am Yisrael. It was a two-stage process. So in Mela, the first stage, that was only a monetary thing that they owe them money, on that, the Chayim Mamin. On the second stage, when they start killing them, on that, the Chayim Misa. And he says, that's what it says to Avraham Avinu in Bris Ben Amstorim. It says, Va'avodum v'inu oisom. Two different stages. Va'avodum is the Avoido, for that, the Chayim Mamin. V'inu oisom, that is the Misa, that's the second stage. And in Mela, that's the answer. It's not Kim Liv D'Arvine, like our Gemara says over here, because the two punishments are coming in two different actions that are coming in two different stages. This is a little bit of the way discussing this fascinating question of the Pasha's Drachim. And just to add that this daf is learned on Tisha B'Av Tafshin Pei Beis. It falls on Shabbos, but it's Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av is a time where Am Yisrael suffered all the sufferings that we get from Umas Olam. And here's what Kesh Boruch tells you, you should know that anything that you got, the goyim will be paying back. There's nothing to worry about. And there's no cheshbonis of Kim Lev Der Avinei. There's no cheshbonis if they get punished one punishment, they won't get punished another punishment. Because every single iota, whatever Am Yisrael has suffered in this world, Kesh Boruch Hu will be paying back. Al Leili Shalom, Kesh Boruch Hu says, I will pay you back for everything you suffered. There is a cheshbon, you got it now, but eventually it will be all paid back, all with a cheshbon. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.